see, what else? Now, there was two, this was the power. See, my sister, I was the fourth girl, and my brother was just older than me, and then there was two younger ones than me. So there was a big bunch of us. And when those two old maids broke up their business to come to live with us when my mother died, was kind of a sacrifice, but they never complained. If they did, I didn't ever hear. And if they ever spoke a cross word, just like I hear people squalling, get out of here, shut up! You know, you've heard that, I'm sure. Maybe you
sure.
But anyhow, I remember hearing people call. Well, those two aunts never spoke to us like that.
Now, when did your mother die now?
In 1920.
And where were the two aunts living?
They lived in Jonesboro then and had this sewing crowd. Had five women working for them. And they gave that up to come to live with us here. But there wasn't anywhere for the children out of the sixth grade to go to school. They had to go to Jonesboro. So my daddy and these two sisters bought a home in Jonesboro. And it's been torn down now. It's a parking lot next to the old courthouse down there is where we lived then.
So they moved up here?
They moved up here, but there wasn't room for us here. So my daddy and them bought the house in Jonesboro. And we moved down there so the children could go to school down there. And our old house, there wasn't room for them and all of us children and him. Mm-hmm. You see.
Well, did you ever come back to this house to live?
Not until when I married. We lived in Atlanta and depression overtook things. We moved back here in this old house, but he rented it out to plantation work. You know, he owned the place. And when the depression come and my husband's folks went out of business, we had to move because we couldn't pay rent and hunt a job too. He couldn't find anything. There wasn't no work going on then. See, it was in 32, I think, when we moved here. Forget the date. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, we come back here, and there was just one room and one window. And my oldest child was in high school, so he stayed in Atlanta with my sister to finish high school. And the others come down here. And he'd come home over the weekend. My other sisters lived in Atlanta. And we did too until the depression got the work that my husband was doing. And instead of moving with his people in Jonesboro or my people, well, we decided to come here. And we didn't have no furniture. We borrowed money on our furniture. We couldn't move out with it. We had, well, living room, dining room, and kitchen affairs. But all that went. And we cooked up, we moved, and there wasn't but one room that had one window in it, the old house. And we cooked on the fireplace. And I had one of these little play tables. Not that one in there, but this one, is, I think it's upstairs now. But the children of my husband had made it for them to have a tea party on. But of course that didn't go with the furniture. So that's what we eat off of, in front of the fireplace, cooked on the fireplace. And the children weren't accustomed to seeing trains. And every time a train would go by, they'd jump up and run and turn something over to see the train. But it was fun to come back out here where we... But, of course, they put the floors in the kitchen. Done work after we come in, but there was just one room. And mattresses, some of us give them some old mattresses. We slept on the floor with them because my furniture all went. We had borrowed money on it. We couldn't move out of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't pay rent up there and nothing there. So we come and instead of coming with the other two families, my folks or my husband,